This guide is the first meditation in a series of four. It will teach you how to distinguish between emotions, thoughts, and physical conditions. It will also teach you how emotions, thoughts, and the body all are energy. Sit upright in a chair and make sure you won't be disturbed. Close your eyes and take a deep breath. Remember the following. I will be using the terms astral energy, mental energy, and etheric energy, and will not necessarily mention that astral energy are emotions, that mental energies are thoughts, and etheric energy is the physical body's energy. The next thing you have to understand is that you're about to embark on a journey where you will establish a new form for contact and a new form of understanding of how you can sense your body, thoughts, and emotions. Try to push aside your present perceptions of thoughts, emotions, and bodily conditions. Instead, open up to an understanding that all three are types of energy. Your thoughts are a type of energy, your emotions are a type of energy, and your physical body has been brought to life by a form of energy. The energy of thoughts is called mental energy. The energy of emotions is called astral energy. And the body's energy is called etheric energy. This is very important as the understanding of energy is an entirely new way of understanding yourself. We are used to thinking about ourselves and about what we feel, say, and think. You are now about to learn not only to think, but also to sense and feel. You will learn that you think thoughts, but sense and feel emotions, and sense and feel the body. Those two perspectives are completely different. Thinking is completely different from sensing and feeling. You cannot think an emotion. You can think a thought, you must sense and feel an emotion. You are now going to explore your body in order to discover where your energies are and what state they are in. So sit still for a moment and breathe. Now focus your attention on your head. Feel your entire head and sense how it feels. Feel the area from your neck and up around your head. Feel the energy in your head and outside and around your head. Avoid thinking deeply about the state inside and around your head. Just try to sense how the energy in this area feels. Imagine the energy has a shade of blue and try to sense whether you can identify other characteristics of this energy. Is it maybe hard or soft? Or cold or warm. Are there any areas that differs from other areas? Are any areas denser than other? And do any areas have different shades of blue? Try not to think while going through this process. Try to sense it. Sense with your entire self and not only using your 5 physical senses. Now move your attention away from in and around your head and instead direct it towards the area spanning from your throat and downwards and around your entire body. The area is not limited to just your body, but to an area of about 0.5 meter outside and around your body. Imagine this round form as being pink and try to sense this form around your body as you did with the area around your head. Sense what the energy of this area feels like. Is it soft, hard, or maybe cold or warm? Or anything else. Are there areas you can sense and other you can't sense? Are there areas where the pink color has several or different shades of pink? And are there areas that seem tense or trapped? Continue to explore the area, but avoid thinking. Feel and sense, don't think. Now move your attention to your throat and slowly sense all of your body from the throat and the whole way down to your feet. Don't worry about remembering what you feel and what you sense. Just learn to sense and feel the quality of your energy in this area of the body. Sit still for a while and sense both the blue energy in and around your head and the pink energy in and around your body. The blue area is your mental energy and the pink energy is your astral energy. Now start sensing your physical body. Imagine the outer boundary of your entire body and some millimeters outside this boundary. Imagine that this small area outside your body and the entire area within your body is green. You have pink as well as green energy within your body, but they are 2 different types of energy, and right now all you have to do is concentrate on the green one. Sense what the green energy feels like. Is it more or less dense than the other 2 types of energy? Is it warmer, colder? Try to sense this and don't think too much. Travel around in your body with your consciousness. Start in your head and throat, shoulders, arms, chest, stomach, abdomen, hips, thighs, knees, lower legs, and feet. Don't go too deep. Just travel around with your consciousness like a scanner that reads the state and the characteristics of each area. Notice whether some areas distinguish themselves from others. The energy you are traveling in the moment is your etheric energy. Now direct your attention towards the center of your body. Imagine you have a glowing core which spans from the center of your head down through your body to the bottom of your torso. Imagine that this core is a bright glowing energy and that it glows throughout all your other three types of energy. The bright glowing energy lights up the green, pink, and blue from within and shines with all these shades out through your body in long rays. Sit and sense yourself and all the light pouring out from within you. Sense all the shades of the light and feel all their different qualities. Sense the heat and the light that steams out of the various types of energy. Now direct your attention towards your head. Think about the experience you have just had. Think about the journey you have been on in three different types of energy and let this understanding manifest itself in your brain. You are about to conclude the meditation and bring this experience with you into your future life. Attempt to maintain the difference between your journey by feeling and sensing your body and then the process afterwards where you let the journey manifest itself in your brain by thinking your experience through. You see, what we sense and feel creates experience. Afterwards, when we try to understand the experience, we use our brain to think about the experience. On this journey, you have experienced the difference between thinking and sensing or feeling the various type of energy. By training this meditation, you will prepare yourself to explore the next meditation where you can delve in deeper into the astral energy. In the upcoming meditation, you will be led into the astral energy and how that feels. By training your ability to feel your astral energy, you will be able to find the reasons for many of your thoughts and actions. Because it is astral energy which is the force behind most thoughts and actions. And furthermore, trapped astral energy is the cause of many problems within the physical body. With this meditation, I want to encourage you to explore the world while you are sensing how your energies react to what you encounter. Notice what your energy feels like and whether they change when you do something, when you meet other people, travel, watch television, listen to music, or do other things. Enjoy. Thank you.